All right, what about that emotional well-being? By the way, that's Ronnie Jordan. The song is entitled After Hours. Man, he really did something interesting with that guitar. By the way, have you ever seen him do this? Play two guitars at the same time? And I do mean that literally. Play two guitars at the same time. Two different guitars at the same time. I'll be talking about that a little bit later on. Emotional well-being. The second aspect of radical self-value is commitment to make your emotional well-being worthy of appreciation, time, energy, and get this, sacrifice. Here are some of the major dimensions of emotional well-being. Well-being now, not just having emotions, emotional well-being. One is acting on what is most important. So here you go. When we're true to our deepest values, we feel more genuine. When we violate our deepest values, we experience guilt, shame, anxiety, not as punishments, but as motivation to be authentic. Do you normally comply with your deepest values or violate your deepest values? I really think that that's part of the reason that some people are so angry in the world. And I'm thinking particularly about America. I'm not even suggesting that this only happens in America because human nature is human nature. But just looking for now at how we do things in America. I really believe that deep inside of us, there are ingrained values of humanity. There are just certain values that are just put in us because we're made in the image of God. God cares. God has compassion. God uses his thought processes to come up with ways to help mankind. We are made in his image. We are created with much of the same kind of dispositions and mindsets that God has. And of course, as we get older, you know, growing out of infancy into toddler stage, etc., moving on up, we develop more ability to get in touch with what has been built into us at creation, at the time of our conception. Made, created in God's image. And so as a result, deep inside of us, for some people it's not necessarily deep. It is part of us and it's right there on the surface. But for all of us, deep down inside, there is this intuition, this knowing, even if it's an unconscious knowing, that we should be sincerely valuing all humans, all of the human race, every ethnicity, both genders, every socioeconomic class, we should be valuing all humans, and we should be demonstrating, you know, no one has to ask the question, did that Samaritan value the life of that Jew whom he tended to? We know by his actions that he valued the life of that Jew. The question comes in with the other two Jews who passed by their fellow Jew and left him there to die if it was going to go to that extreme. Did they value his human life? The fact that they passed on by him strongly suggests they did not value his life. They were going to let him die. How did that affect their consciences? How are our consciences affected when deep down inside there is an inclination to care? But we choose instead to hate, at worst, or to just not care, to be apathetic and sensitive at best. How are our consciences impacted when we are consistently looking for ways, looking for opportunities, whether to directly or indirectly do harm to millions of other people, to millions of those people? Because fortunately for all of us, whether we are Black, Hispanic, Native American, white, Middle Eastern, doesn't matter, Asian, doesn't matter, regardless of our ethnicity, God values humanity. And he doesn't value any one ethnicity, any one ethnic group any more than he values the other ethnic groups. He's responsible for the creation and the sustenance of all of us. But we make differences. Oh, well, those people aren't the same color that I am. But they're not the same class that I am. They're not the same gender that I am. And so very often people will choose, sometimes just at least, love folks at a distance, so to speak. But some will take it to the extreme and actually hate those people, even though those people have never done anything to them. How are their consciences impacted when they decide to go against what God bade to be natural for mankind, and that is to care about all other mankind? Guilt can kick in, and it can kick in strong, even if we deny it. Shame can kick in, even if we deny it. So even when the racist persistently chooses to try to make life miserable for those people, even when the feminist, the chauvinist, tries to make life difficult for those people, they actually cause stress for themselves because they're going against what the Creator intends and created us to be and to do. Much of the suffering in the world occurs when people violate what is most important to them by acting on what is less important. If you think about the big mistakes you've made in life, nearly everyone involves violating a deeper value by acting on something that was not as important to you, at least in the long run. We consistently violate more important values by acting on less important feelings and impulses. Deeper values don't run on automatic pilot like habits and impulses. Processed in the brain in milliseconds, habits and impulses largely bypass the prefrontal cortex, where we make decisions based on values. That's why acting on superficial feelings, which are largely toddler brain responses, usually makes us violate deeper values. Don't focus so much on how you feel. Instead of that, focus on what you value.